this afternoon, I will invite us to consider the way Jesus prayed as he underwent his passion and death. What did he tell his father when the pain was perhaps unbearable? How did he relate to his father in this hour of pain? First, we know that pain did not keep Jesus from turning to his father. He knew well that he had come from the Father and that now was returning to him. Ever since he was a child, Jesus spoke to his father in a very affectionate way, using the words of the Psalms, which the Blessed Mother had taught him and helped him memorize. When he was arrested, Jesus probably began to repeat over and over again in a quiet voice the words of Psalm 91, where God says, "Since he clings to me in love, I will free him, protect him, for he knows my name." Jesus did not want to lose sight of his father's love for him, especially in that painful hour. And so he clung to his father in love, knowing that the father would free him and protect him. During the trial, Jesus' sonship is put into question. "So you say that you are the Son of God?" they asked. Jesus was aware of the consequences of acknowledging God as his Father. They would kill him in the most miserable way, and yet his identity as the beloved Son is not shaken by such threat. And so he answers, "You have said so." Once in Calvary, and despite the excruciating pain, he keeps clinging to his Father in heaven, crying out, "Father, forgive them. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Once dead, one of the Roman soldiers acknowledged what the world had failed to see when he said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And another soldier opened wide the side of the Lord with a lance. And this is the good news surrounding this day. Jesus did not keep his sonship to himself, but he introduced others into that same relationship, making them children as well. If we notice today, the baptismal font in our church is dry, and there is no holy water anywhere, here or in any Catholic church today. The holy water was removed from our sight so that we may look for it not in any font, but in the open sight of the Savior, from where blood and water flowed once opened. That water that flowed from the heart of God is the same one that was poured over our heads the day of our baptism, the day the Father claimed us as his beloved children, and indeed said to us, "You are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter." And this is love to the end. Jesus shared with us what is most precious to him, his Father, so that we too could become children, beloved children. And so this afternoon, in the simplicity of this liturgy, I invite us to draw near to the open side of the Savior and to let those water wash us and remind us of the day of our own baptism. What a gift, the one we received that day. God the Father adopted us and poured out his love, the Holy Spirit, into our hearts. The prodigal son left his father, forgot about his sonship, and he found darkness and misery. When we forget our sonship and leave the Father, we also forget that we are brothers and sisters amongst ourselves. And then we have wars, violence, division. Let us not throw our heralds before the swine. We are beloved children. May we follow the example of Jesus and always cling to the Father in love.